At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Lemons, what were we just talking about? Your call of this championship baseball game yesterday? Are we going to get to hear that or no?
Yeah, we can if you'd like to. It was the
set the scene,
Indiana
please.
Little Indians winning their first ever WPIAL championship. So Indiana actually was in the championship game last year.
Yeah.
And they were an 8 or a 9 seed. I think it was a 9 seed. And it was a surprise that they were there. Their starting pitcher is a commit to Texas Tech, so really good arm. They ended up throwing 3 different guys because it went to 11 innings. And they tied it up with 2 outs in the bottom half of the 7th inning on what could have been a ground ball double play. They weren't able to turn it. And the guy who scored the run that let it off with a leadoff double, his name is Charlie Manzi. He came to the plate with a runner on in the bottom half of the 11th inning looking to play hero. 2-1 to Manzi, who skies it deep into right field. Charlie Manzi, backtrack low!
Wow!
Charlie Manzi walks it off and plays hero! The long wait is over! The Indiana Indians, for the first time, are WPIAL baseball champions thanks to their hero, Manzi!
Wow, so that was great. The crowd was amazing.
Oh, I know. So the crowd, the Indiana crowd was like right in front of us, right by where our crowd mic was. So maybe a little bit too much of a crowd pop. But
where was that heard? Like, who are you doing it for?
That was on the NFHS network, the video stream for the championships.
I mean, you've given those people and that kid a clip to a soundtrack to that play forevermore.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Should you have said he's the Manzi? I think so. But it was a great call. Let's hear it again. I can't believe the crowd. How many people were there?
Well, the other thing is it was a rainy day.
Yeah.
So everybody was basically corralled and huddled underneath like the overhang at EQT Park, the home of the Wild Things. So there were a lot of people like sitting right in front of the booth where our crowd mic was instead of like spread out.
Yeah.
And this was the homer. 2-1 to Manzi, who skies it deep into right field. Charlie Manzi, backtrack low! Charlie Manzi walks it off and plays hero! The long wait is over! The Indiana Indians, for the first time, are WPIAL baseball champions thanks to their hero, Manzi!
Yeah, you may have wanted to throw in, he's the Manzi, you know, a Mike Lang type call. It would have been incredible.
Yeah.
But it already was incredible. I'm not nitpicking at all.
Just
great
a little,
call.
But I think it's fair.
Great call.
Thank you. I did the game with Sean Myers. He thought the same. Sometimes I could be like overly critical of myself with calls and stuff like that. I think that one worked pretty well. You couldn't hear goodbye because of the crowd pop at the very end. But
what was the other thing we were just talking about as we buy time for the big boy? Is he ready?
I have to call the big boy because he won't pull up on the video screen for whatever
reason.
First
he changes when he's supposed to come on at 12:30.
It was a joke.
He jerks us around, and now we depend on him at 1 o'clock. We even gave him some leeway time, and he's still not here. Unbelievable. Another scheme start today, and I am very much looking forward to this one. Now, as I said before, I agree with Parado that the Pirates have become watchable again. under Don Kelly. It's always hard to tell, you know, how much of that is directly attributable to the manager. I'm enjoying the games for the most part. I don't ask for much. I want to enjoy the games. The number one headline, by the way, on ESPN, and you know, if you go on ESPN.com, you go to top headlines, number one, Bradshaw, Steelers' interest in Rodgers, quote, a joke. Just like Mark Cabali would say. Do you have him yet, Limits?
Yeah, Cabali is ready.
My God.
Big
what
boy,
is this guy
are you ready?
Doing to
big
this
boy?
Show?
Big boy finally is on video. He said he's on his laptop.
You there, big boy? Where
is,
are you?
He's maneuvering his way to an area. There he is. Look
at
where
that.
He is.
He looks like he's in another on another planet. Where are you? Can we hear you? Talk. Big boy.
I think he's faking like
he's faking
talking.
Around.
Why is he doing
talk,
that?
Talk, will you?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm not doing that. I don't know what's going on.
This is unbelievable.
Oh
is this intentional?
Great. Now, there, you the music, hear the train
trains, everything else. Call back when you have a good connection. Mike. All right. Yeah, the top story.
Good connection?
Get him out of here, Limits.
All right. Now I'm going to have to call the big boy.
The top story on here. Just get him on the phone. We don't need to see him. We're probably better off that way. No offense. Is Steelers' interest in Rodgers, quote, a joke? I wrote a column for the Post-Gazette today. I agree with it. I agree with this. This is becoming farcical. And I also pointed out that every other team in the league, save for two, at least when this show started today, their presumed starting quarterback had shown up. They thought it important enough to show up, every single one of them. The only two we didn't get confirmed because their teams hadn't started OTAs yet were the Ravens and the Cardinals. And I expect that Murray and Jackson will be there, except for the Steelers, who have had all these problems at quarterback. They're 0-5 since Ben left. They're even bringing back one of the guys included in that 0-5. And now they're waiting. They're waiting like desperate losers on Aaron Rodgers. And Bradshaw's right about this. You look around the league and everybody else is there. In Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, he's there. He spent his offseason picking Michael Jordan's brain, looking for a competitive edge. You go over to Dallas. Is the big boy on the phone?
Yeah, here he is.
Oh, I'm not going to let him interrupt my soliloquy. In Dallas, Dak Prescott's there at OTAs working with George Pickens, who actually showed up on time. Tua is there in Miami, even though he's in a contract dispute. Matthew Stafford is working on his chemistry with Devontae Adams, Rodgers' old buddy. And why don't we play for the big boy, Sean McDermott, because Josh Allen is getting married in 3 days, but he thought it important enough to show up. This guy won't sign and therefore isn't here yet. He has to sign first. I think that's how it works, Limits. But in not showing up, even to these, even to voluntary OTAs, he's not staking his claim as a leader here when they desperately need one. He's feeding all the fodder and all the evidence that's out there that he's not overly interested in being part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As Cam Hayward said a couple months ago, either you want to be a Steeler or you don't. And I would say most of the evidence is suggesting that at the very least, Rodgers is wavering. Meanwhile, in a place where they have legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, even though they've never won one, Sean McDermott says this about Josh Allen showing up days before his wedding for OTAs.
I think it says everything, right? So he is the face of our organization. He's the leader of our team. And when he's here, like anything else as a leader, it speaks and it holds a tremendous amount of weight. Right. Like any leader, in particular, the leader of the team, those words that he says and his actions are exponentially impactful. Right. To the whole roster, the whole team.
Meanwhile, this guy's firing water guns at a Mike Studd concert in Austin, Texas. And I don't even know who Mike Studd is. Big boy, how are you? What do you make of Rodgers not being there when every single other team in the NFL has their presumed starting quarterback on hand?
You're fired up today, Joe, huh? I'm guessing you're not a big Aaron Rodgers fan.
Not really, no.
Well, I can tell you the reason why, or partly my opinion why. you know, desperate teams are willing to do desperate things. And the Steelers are desperate for a quarterback right now, and they're willing to look the other way for now and let a guy do what he thinks he needs to do right now. And there's nothing more than that. That's what it is. And I think that's why if it was anybody else in this situation, they probably would have moved on by now.
Is he worth it?
I think he's worth a shot. I don't know if he's going to be worth it. I would like to see if he does have it or he does not have it. And there's only one way to find that out when he gets here. I do agree with you that I don't think it's a good look of him going on McAfee's show and saying, you know, I got some things to deal with. Then he shows up to the Big John Studd concert and stuff like that and going to the Kentucky Derby.
Is his name John Studd or Mike Studd? I thought it was Mike.
That's a wrestling reference from the mid-'80s, Big John Studd from Butler, PA.
All right. Save those for Donnie Football.
Well, everybody knows Big John Studd. I bet you three-quarters of your listeners know him.
Do you, Limits?
Big John Studd.
No.
There he goes. Limits admitted he didn't know something, and all he said was no, and I like that. I don't know him either, Big John Studd.
Oh, Big John Studd. He was a big feud of Andre the Giant back in the day, a big 6'10 monster, but Andre the Giant used to beat the living crap out of him. Butler, PA native. But my point is, he goes to the Kentucky Derby. He goes to the Studd concert, whoever that is, shooting water guns, having a Q&A session. But then he says he doesn't have time to be here. If I'm a Steelers player, I'm like, whoa. You can't make a decision because you got some personal things to deal with and you're on the Joe Rogan show. I mean, that to me, that doesn't really jive. And I could see why, if anybody would be upset about that inside, at least the players wise.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
And listen, you are as connected as anybody. The players love you. You're there. What sense do you get? You don't have to name any names. What sense do you get? A sense that these guys are like, where the hell is this guy?
See, I think they're careful. I think they're careful because they don't want to make a story out of something that may or may not be there. I don't think they really care to this point right now because there's so many guys that don't show up at this point. I know he's a quarterback, and quarterbacks typically show up to these events. I mean, even though Ben would rarely do it, but Ben was also in the organization for 14, 15 years before he decided not to show up. There's a lot of guys. You don't really get much for it, but I understand of being a guy, a new guy to the system coming in here, wanting to at least, you know, learn where the cafeteria is, you know what I'm saying? Learn where his locker room is.
Everybody else is there, all 31 of them, except for one guy.
But we also don't know if he, you know, got the how much contact he has with them. Maybe he does have the playbook. Maybe he's going over with things with Arthur Smith on a daily to weekly basis. I mean, we assume he's not, but we don't know. I mean, he could, I guess, in theory, be still seen involved.
31 other guys are here. He's not. That's what I would say.
Well, he would say to you, I'm not under contract, so.
Well, get under contract and get your ass in here if you want to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think we don't know why he's not under contract, because he doesn't want to be here right now.
Does he want to play for $10 million like he said he would? If I'm Art, I say, all right, one year, $10 million, or we're done.
Yeah, absolutely. He pretty much painted himself into a corner there. You don't say, especially in this city, I'll play for $10 million, and all of a sudden, I'll take 15 or 20. But I would have to assume that that was already a topic for conversation of how much it would cost to bring him in here. I see.
What would you guess it would be?
I'm guessing it was $10 million. Now, I thought it would be more.
I'm going to be shocked if it's $10 million. I'm guessing closer to 30.
You go on record saying that, man. I think you pretty much have to stick to it.
I agree, and I think Art should make sure of that. This whole thing, what did you make of Terry Bradshaw ripping them? And I know Terry sometimes gets off the rails himself, but on this one, I agreed. Did you?
He's not the only one, though. I mean, who have you heard that said anything positive about the guy in that regard, regards of him showing up or not showing up?
It's not the guy. It's not the guy. It's Terry Bradshaw ripped the Steelers before he ripped Rodgers. People are ripping the Steelers for this.
Yeah, and Terry Bradshaw also is a big Kenny Pickett fan, so.
I know.
I don't know. I try not to listen to a lot of that, but a lot of people, just like when Russell came in here to a degree, when Russell came in, everybody had something negative to say about him, who probably really didn't even know who he was. Maybe this is the same case right now. I mean, how many times did Aaron Rodgers really meet Terry Bradshaw? But I understand what you're talking about, having him own the organization and, you know, pretty much wait for what he wants to decide right here. But to me, I think if he's not here for mandatory mini camp, then a huge red flag comes up. Hey,
yeah,
is this really worth it now? Right now, I think you're still fine. If he's not here for mandatory minicamp, I start to question if that's the, you know, the line of demarcation.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Of saying that's it, we're done.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Mark is on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, my brain can't even conceive of leaving you out of this conversation,
and
please.
My brain can't conceive that Cabali tweeted this statement. Ben Skoranek is a beast. No cap, Cabali tweets.
No cap.
No cap, Cabali. Could you explain your no cap theory here?
Well, I have an 8 and a 10-year-old, and I've heard that thrown around, so I decided to look up different sort of youth sayings right now, and there's about 25 of them, and number 23 was yeep. So I like throwing out there no cap, an old guy using kids' terms for slang. So I haven't looked at the responses, but I'm sure it was shut up, old man, sort of type of things. But yeah, you know, as for Skoranek, made a couple of nice plays. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not, but I don't really care because he did make some nice plays. But this OTAs are set up for wide receivers to look good, so they all should look good. Brandon Johnson should look good. Roman Wilson should look good. Calvin Austin should look good. So that's not really something that she should be shocked about, the guy. But Skoranek, I think, is a vital piece of this team because he can play receiver in a pinch, and he's a pretty good special teams guy as well. But
did you just say Ben Skoranek is a vital piece of this team?
I think he is. I think he's one of those guys who you need to have on the team if you have – if you want to be successful and be a team that can has the intangible guys, you know, the Miles Killebrews. I put him in that same area of importance, the guy that can play multiple positions, a guy that's a veteran. I'm not saying he's going to win you any games, but I think he's a guy that you need on this roster if you think you're going to have any shot in postseason playoffs, division, or anything like that. You don't need all DJ Watts and Cam Haywards. You need a couple Ben Skowronek and Miles Killebrews.
Limits? What do you make of this?
Well,
if the Steelers have a chance to win a playoff game, they need the Ben Skowroneks of the world.
I think they need to throw it to Ben Skowronek on fourth down and eight. If there's an opportunity, give it to Skowronek.
Have you gone nuts, big boy? What? Where are you right now?
Who else? I'm inside the Steelers facility here.
Are people, do they have you at gunpoint or something? What is happening
Ben Skowronek
here?
I'm just trying to think of some other guys that are vital that might not have a huge role.
Steve Tasker, he helped the Bills to all those Super Bowls.
There you go. Mark Kelso.
With the oversized helmet.
More like Tasker. Tasker is a pretty decent receiver, pretty good return guy, right? So maybe a little bit lesser than Tasker, because you think he's a Hall of Famer over Hines Ward, but we won't go into that.
Mark, what did you think of Kelso in that 70s show played by Ashton Kutcher?
I'm more interested in the Mark Kelso helmet that would fit Malzi.
Not even that helmet would fit Malzi. What did you ask him, Limits?
Ask him what he thought of Kelso, the actor that Ashton Kutcher played in that 70s show.
Oh, yeah, good question.
I didn't watch that 70s show.
Mm. What's your all-time favorite show?
Me? I'm a big, really cheesy reality show guy. So back maybe 10 years ago, I used to be a big Amish Mafia guy.
Mm.
And I ran across it recently, like on Cinemax. So I'm catching it up again on my Amish Mafia. You know, stuff like that, Moonshiners, Gold Rush. I'm into more of that than that 70s show.
Oh, reality shows. Mark, does that mean you're going to stop by and watch a Big Brother episode with me this summer?
No. I once applied to be on The Real World. I think it was Real World Seattle. Man, if somebody was able to get that hold of that tape that I sent in like 1997, whenever the heck that was, that would be worth its weight in gold. Hopefully they destroyed it.
I think Sleepless in Seattle has held up over the years. Your take?
I haven't watched it in a while. You know what I think is a underrated movie, Joe?
Mm.
61, the Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle battle.
Love that movie.
Produced by Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal, yes.
Very underrated movie.
I think that's a great movie. Listen, gentlemen, I think Kenny Pickett. Limits, go find Scott Petrak. Petrak, and then CT after that. He covers the Browns. I think Kenny Pickett just took an indirect shot at the Steelers. Listen to this, big boy. Browns quarterback Kenny Pickett said his year with the Eagles showed him how things are supposed to be done. You like that? And do you think he'll be starting for them?
Well, he could be. He's probably their best quarterback on the roster, but that's not saying much, right? I don't know. That sounds like a guy that has sour grapes right there. I mean, how many opportunities did he get? He started from, week five on, had every chance in the world, and I don't know.
Are you okay? You sound like you've been... been drugged or something, like you're on Quaaludes. What is happening?
I just dropped my phone, Joe. Settle down.
Limits, am I right to be concerned about this man right now? He's talking about Ben Skowronek being the key to a playoff win, and then his voice is just trailing off. I feel like...
Yeah, that's what it was. My headphones fell off. By the way, are you going to do a pony tweet and put it out there that I think Ben Skowronek's the team MVP?
Oh, I already did that.
Your exact quote was, if you want to advance in the playoffs, you need to have your Ben Skowroneks, which I love.
Exactly. Those type of guys.
I put out there, at Mark Cabali thinks Ben Skowronek is a vital piece of the team as a versatile player. Do you agree?
No, you're supposed to put no cap after that.
Oh, no cap? All right, I will repost with
sigma.
No cap.
What does sigma mean? You should know this.
Stigma. Limits, did you find Gibbity? Find this?
Gibbity, is that another term?
Did I find the Kenny Pickett thing, Joe?
Yeah.
You have little doubt.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
Wow, that is absolutely a shot at the Steelers, big boy. Your take. Sour grapes?
Sounds like to me, hey, this is how it gets done. I just sit on the bench the whole year and get a Super Bowl ring.
I do like that take. But he is absolutely taking a shot at them. How about TJ Watt?
I don't understand that. I don't understand that, you know, showing the house to be done. Why? Because they didn't give him his job back when he was not healthy? Is that what he's talking about? I don't know.
I just like it. It stirs things up, and that's always fun. How about TJ Watt? Does this get ugly? Does he need Myles Garrett money to make this work for him?
I don't know. First of all, last year, TJ missed the first week of OTAs as well. So, plus, TJ also is a guy that just recently had a kid too. So there's excuses.
No, I wasn't asking. I wasn't asking in the context of him not being there. I just, even if he was there, is this going to get ugly with him? And does he need Myles Garrett money?
I think he would like to have Myles Garrett money, but I think it would be more important for him to have guaranteed money. And where is that guaranteed money? You remember their last contract, he was guaranteed, 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're willing to do that with a soon-to-be 31-year-old, and that's where you make your money. I mean, although the Steelers, for the most part, when they give somebody a contract, they pretty much play the sucker out or extend them, so he shouldn't worry about that. But I would think that the guaranteed money, the money up front, the first 2 years, almost fully guaranteed, would be much more than some fake number of, you know, $40.1 million, because he wants more money than Myles Garrett for a week until, you know, Aiden Hutchinson or Micah Parsons aside. So I would say the guarantee. No, it's going to. I don't have any thought that that's not going to get done. I mean, when? Probably August. I wouldn't assume anytime soon. That's just speculation. But I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't.
Thank you, big boy.
Hi there. No. What do you call that?
Free association.
May I engage the game in a game of free association?
No. Things seem a little bit discombobulated today. I think it's best we move on.
Okay, who's your Ben Skowronek? I guess it's Steve Tasker. Okay.
How about you, Limits? Who's your Ben Skowronek?
Oh, on this year's team?
Gunnar Olszewski,
probably
maybe?
Cordero.
Cordero, yeah.
Cordero. May I engage the big boy in a game of free association, Ron?
I don't even know if Cordell's here. I haven't even noticed him. I wasn't looking for him, but I doubt if he's here.
Yeah, probably nobody would notice even if he was. Thank you, big boy.
I smell natural gas in this facility. This isn't good. All right, guys.
Bye, buddy. That was really, really strange.
Yeah, really weird, huh?
It ended with him smelling natural gas and began with him talking about Ben Skowronek as the key.
Thank you.
He said basically that if you want to advance in the playoffs, you need Ben Skowronek. What is happening here?
Well, I mean, I think...
He said that.
He did. I think what Mark was trying to say, and maybe didn't articulate it the best, is that, like, you obviously, like, need glue guys.
I know what you mean. But
he did make Skowronek seem like he was the number two receiver on the team.
Oh, boy. That was something. But he's lovable, isn't he?
Oh, the big boy. Like a teddy bear.
He really is.
He's Papa Bear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.